Revelation chapter 21, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. Well, in the Old Testament particularly, heaven and earth are used to describe a system of things. And so Isaiah, for example, says, "Listen, heavens, and listen, earth." And by the earth, I think he means ordinary people, and by the heavens, he means the rulers. So heaven and earth means a new system. So there's going to be this new system, a totally new system of government that will come upon the earth, because this is the time when the kingdom of God is established. And there'll be no more sea. Well, the sea often refers to the wicked or to the nations, because there'll only be one people, and that's the people of God. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. So it doesn't mean that we are up in heaven. It means that we are represented by this city which has been prepared. And we're getting prepared now for the wedding. And we're going to marry Jesus. And that's what's going on now. We are being prepared. And all the irritating things in life are all part of that preparation. And I heard a great voice out of the throne saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and shall be their God, and he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain, for the former things are passed away." So God himself is going to come and live on earth. Now God exists as a real person. We're made in his image. So God is not just a puff of cloud or an idea. He actually lives in heaven. And he's there in heaven, and he is going to come to the earth. That's why sometimes you read about the kingdom of heaven, not the kingdom in heaven, but the heavenly kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, is the same as the kingdom of God on the earth. So this is the amazing thing, that we are going to see God. Remember, Job says, "After I'm dead, worms will destroy my body, but in my flesh I will see God." He clearly believed in the resurrection of the body, and that he would see God, and he says, "And my eyes shall behold him and not another." That is, there's something very personal about our relationship with God. It's just between him and us. And he himself will comfort us over all the tears that we've had in this life. And in that time, there will be no mourning, no sorrow, no crying, because death itself will be no more. So finally, everything's going to return to how it was in the Garden of Eden, and so much better, because there they had the possibility of sinning and dying, but now there will be no more death. For the former things are passed away. All this stuff that's going on now in this life that everybody thinks is so important, all this is but for a moment, and it will pass away. And he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said, "Write, for these words are faithful and true." This is absolutely true. That really and truly, all that's going on now, people are so worked up about getting their best career, getting this, getting that, having this money to buy this thing, getting married, having all these things. But all that is going to pass away. The former things shall pass away. And the great reality is going to be the kingdom of God that will go on forever and ever and ever. So if you imagine a long, long line with no end, and in this life, this tiny life, this is not even like 1 millimeter. And yet people think that this is all there is. Now it's because we've got faith in this, that that's why we live our lives for the kingdom that is to come. That's why we are looking at another horizon that is beyond this world. And he said to me, "It is done. I am Alpha and Omega." Now, Alpha and Omega were the first and the last letters of the Greek alphabet, like A and Z in the English alphabet. "I am the beginning and the end. I will give to him that is thirsty of the fountain of the water of life freely." But you've got to be thirsty. As Jesus said, it's good news. The gospel is good news for those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. If you really want to be righteous, you really want to live forever, but you can't just get it somehow in this life because we're weak and human. Well, the gospel of the kingdom of God is good news for us. He that overcomes will inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, those who say, nah, I don't want all that stuff, okay? And the abominable, and murderers, and fornicators, and sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. Now, these are people then who died once in this life, but they had heard the gospel and were responsible to judgment, and will be resurrected, judged, and die a second time by being thrown into this figurative lake of fire that will just destroy them. Because that is the punishment for sin. The wages of sin is death. And death is unconsciousness. And all liars will be there. All murderers. And Jesus said, if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. And all idolaters. This is why we've got to focus our lives and our being on how we will eternally be. And there came unto me one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls, which were full of the wrath of God and the seven last plagues. And he talked with me, saying, come here, I'll show you the bride. This is us, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain that was very great and very high. And he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. So, you see, we are, as it were, with Jesus in heaven. Although we are not in heaven, we're told that our lives are hid with Christ in God. So then, where our heart is not in this world, but in the things of God and Jesus who are in heaven. And in that sense, we will come down from heaven to the earth. So, John sees this city, which is us, the New Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like to a very precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, having a wall great and high, having 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, north, south, and west there were 3 gates, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Now, those 12 disciples were such weak men, fishermen and people like Peter who denied and cursed about his Lord. Very weak people, but this is the wonderful hope that they've got forever and ever. This is how important those men were. And yet some of the 12 disciples you hardly read anything about. And the sad thing is that the name of Judas could have been there. He was one of the 12, but he didn't want it. He wanted his kingdom now. He wanted his 30 pieces of silver. And no wonder he threw it down at the end before he killed himself, because he threw away this wonderful future that he could have had because he loved money and he wanted power now. And he who spoke with me, this is an angel, had for a measure a golden reed to measure the city and the gates of it and the wall of it. And the city was 4 square, and the length was as great as the breadth. He measured the city with the reed. 12,000 furlongs, length, breadth, and height of it were equal. And he measured the wall of it, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. So that's a little hint that we will then become as the angels, as Jesus said, in the world to come, in the age to come, we will be as the angels, not marrying or giving in marriage, and dying no more. Although we will actually be greater than angels. It's one reason why angels can't sin, because we're going to be made like the angels, and they can't die, and the wages of sin is death. So if you can't die, you can't sin. And the building of the wall was like jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were decorated with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation stone was jasper, the second sapphire, chalcedony, emerald, sardonyx, sardius, chrysolite, beryl, topaz, chrysolite, jacinth, and the 12th was an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the separate gates was of one pearl. Now a pearl is formed under the ocean by a little bit of sand irritating within a shell. And you see, that's how we are now. All the irritations of life. We're not seen, we're not realized for who we are by the sea, by the nations around us, but we are being developed as pearls. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun or the moon to shine, for the glory of God lightened it, and the Lamb is the light of it. And the nations of those which are saved will walk in the light of it, and the kings of the land will bring their glory and honour into it. So in those days, nobody will want to keep anything for themselves, like we shouldn't now. If we live the kingdom life now, we want to give everything to God. And the gates of it will in no way be shut by day, for there will be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honour of the nations into it. And nothing will enter into it that defiles, nor whatever works an abomination or makes a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So it's so important that we are truthful, that we speak the truth in our hearts, because there will be no liar there. There'll be no darkness there. And we shall live eternally in that wonderful light. Now, this is true. As we read, these words are true and faithful. And this is going to happen. This is really going to come. And this is why we live our lives so differently. Because for us, we have this in front of us and not just the things of this life.